sports. You got all the sports scores here.
No.
One group of millionaires leading another group of millionaires by a little bit right now. I don't know how much. I have no idea of what's going on. I watched the game for the commercials. I think that they have some of the best commercials going on. They premiere the best ads, and I'll be watching the YouTube compilation after the show of
this. I mean, why sit through like a half a day of TV to just pick out a few minutes of commercials?
There's always the food. I mean, if you go to, generally Super Bowls are held at people's houses. It is a party. It's an opportunity to go to somebody else's house for a party, and that's nice. And often the people that pride themselves on the ability to prepare food really use that as an opportunity to show off some of their best tricks. I like that. I gotta say, there are people that are willing to prepare food and let me eat it. I'm there. So I like that aspect of it. But I've got a story here, and it's interesting. This is from TheVerge.com. While football fans gear up for the Super Bowl. Are they allowed to say that in a news story? The Super Bowl.
They just did.
The U.S. government is making its own preparations. It's shut down a number of sports streaming sites and arrested one alleged site owner. Oh. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, has confirmed that it seized 307 domain names and 4.8 million in counterfeit NFL merchandise in Operation Fake Sweep.
Give me a break. Fake NFL merchandise?
Initiated in October. Of these domains, most sold unauthorized hats, shirts, or other goods, but 16 were seized because they offered pirated streams of sports broadcasts like the Super Bowl. Now, the Super Bowl...
No, nope, you can't watch our product. You can't be a fan unless we say so. Unless you get it from us.
They're running ads during it.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live is picked up by all kinds of websites. Some of them ask us. I don't know if all of them... I have no idea.
Yeah, but that's great for us. Right. I mean, we want our content in front of more ears. Yeah.
Our customers, for whom we work, media is funny because you're working for your listeners and for your customers at the same time. So you play this kind of juggling act, but our customers get to have the ears of more listeners because
you mean your listeners and your advertisers? You said customers.
Okay,
I think
yes. All right, okay. Advertisers are customers, and listeners are I don't know the product.
Oh, you're a product.
I would be very happy. So, I mean, to me, it's a failed business model that says we do not want further distribution, free distribution from you. But that's me. I've got some other thoughts on this, but I want to finish the article here. 9 of those 16 domains were owned by Yonjo Quiroa of Michigan, who was arrested in the sweep and now faces one count of criminal infringement.
Was that why ICE was involved? Because this person had an immigration issue?
No, it's just criminal infringement. I have no idea what his immigration status is.
I don't have any idea why
ICE was involved. It's all Homeland Security. Homeland Security, so they're just going to send whoever is convenient, I guess. Although this year's crackdown was unusually large, these operations themselves are not unusual. A number of domains were seized last year as well. Brian McCarthy was arrested for running channelsurfing.net, another sports streaming site. In fact, many of the domains seized this year were merely new names for sites that were shut down in last year's sweep. So
it
didn't work last time.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the problem with prohibition. People in the U.S. won't exactly be hard up for free, legitimate ways to watch the Super Bowl, but international viewers will need to find a licensed broadcast or pay for official streaming through the NFL.
Wow.
How much
does it cost to stream the Super Bowl through the NFL?
Way too much, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why.
It seems to me like they're probably getting a product that's easier to access, because you don't have to go through the payment or whatever, or maybe the NFL's streams are slow because there's so many people on them at once or something.
I wouldn't be able to speak to it. I imagine that these streaming sites are just streaming the NFL streaming site. It would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't really affect that. But
do they have their own ads on them or something?
I can't imagine how they make money. Well, just having people on their website and selling fake merchandise to them, I imagine, is probably the benefit. But international people want to watch the Super Bowl, and you want them to have to pay for it rather than just watch the ads. I mean, it's just so
Is that part of the whole tax the foreigners thing?
I don't know. But like, here's what I want to say.
Okay.
If you believe that intellectual property is property, and I've got a lot of things to say against that, but I understand some people do.
Check out our last show where we had Stefan Kinsella on.
Right, the patent attorney who does not believe in intellectual property and makes a very moving argument for, against it. But if you believe in intellectual property, don't you think that this is an unfair use of law enforcement by the politically connected?
Oh.
I.e., if you've ever had your house broken into or your car stolen, you know that the police do not go and scour the town looking for your property. It may come as a surprise to some people. It certainly did to me when I was 15 years old and I had my motor scooter stolen from me in a parking lot. And the police came, hours later, took a report and left and never did anything. A block away, the scooter's in somebody's front yard. My dad, having been a sheriff's posse, understood how to do a little bit of police work. I didn't even consider going around and looking. He went around, he found the motor scooter and got it.
We hear similar stories to that all the time.
Sure, and when you know that the police don't consider property crimes to be very high up on the list.
Yeah.
It's, they're out looking for the crimes that make them money, like drug busts and ticketing. They're out looking for, if they are looking for crimes that don't make them money, they're usually violent crimes. And the last on their list, the bottom of their list, is property crimes. And, I can get why that might be. There's limited resources, and they don't have the profit motivation for returning them and all these things. But strange, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, went after and confiscated, 307 domain names and $4.8 million in counterfeit NFL merchandise. If this was you, could you get law enforcement to help you to do the police work to get back your stuff? And I think that the clear answer on this is no.
Yeah.
That you don't have
the
connections
to
get this done. But the National Football League, because they do have the connections, they're going to get what they want. And so...
And while they were making the business deal to arrange that, they were talking about sports, right?
And even if you had an intellectual property dispute, you'd have to go to civil court. You wouldn't be able to get a law enforcement agency to do anything about it. This is the disparity, and this is one of the
reasons. Unless it was copyright, right? Because copyright is criminal charges, right, usually?
Never heard of it.
I thought that was what Stefan Kinsella said last week, was that copyright is criminal. Patents are civil, and trademarks are usually civil, too, but copyright is not.
I have never heard of anybody getting in trouble for plagiarizing a book.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well,
I mean, I've never heard of law enforcement being dispatched for the plagiarism on a book. I've heard
there's the music, file sharing.
Those are big companies again.
Mm-hmm.
I
see what you're saying. Yeah, yes, I agree.
I don't care whether it's patents or copyrights or trademarks or what it is.
And the influence.
It has to do with influence peddling and who has the power. And in this, it's always going to be, anytime that you consolidate power in one location, that power is going to be in the hands of the wealthy, because the powerful are going to want the wealth, it's a back-scratching thing, and you, my friend, you listening to me, you have no back-scratcher. And so
and often those
they just take your money and enforce their laws. You aren't being protected by these people. They are not protecting you with their intellectual property laws. They're protecting the wealthy. And I'm not saying that the wealthy don't deserve equal protection. They're not getting equal protection. They're getting superior protection. And you, the little guy out there working every day, the middle class, who sadly seems in today's modern American culture seems to be the one to be saddled with the responsibility of taking care of the mistakes of the wealthy and the mistakes of the poor. And I think it's despicable. And it's not going to be solved with more laws or more government.
No.
855-450-3733. Call in and defend this, please.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum and chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Remember to call in here on the live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450.
Be careful to say the Super Bowl edition because we don't want them to sue us for some intellectual property thing.
Yeah, well, I think
we are not an official NFL radio show.
Yeah,
we are free agents.
I don't think it takes any time at all listening to this show to realize that.
Right. Yeah.
855-450-3733. So you can call in and talk about your thoughts as far as the Super Bowl and that kind of thing. We just read a story, and I thought it was, it's interesting, the idea the NFL shuts down 307 websites. And many of them not in the United States, just going around the world and shutting down, you know, sort of websites and
how did they
extra jurisdictional?
How did they do that?
They have the biggest guns.
Yeah,
that's what it really boils down to. Is, you know, I mean, the United States is such the big boy on the block that there's nobody who can do anything about it. Our laws are tantamount, and you will follow them no matter where you are.
They're really overreaching.
It's putting more than 100 agents down in Panama listening to expats talk about just to find out where expatriates are putting their money.
Oh,
and by expatriates, I mean people who are, you know, United States citizens listening abroad. This, or not listening abroad, living abroad. The United States is, I think, the only country in the world that would, you know, the claims that its citizens need to pay it for income that is not brought inside its jurisdiction.
Right.
Most countries...
And they want to exit tax you, too, right? If you leave the country, they'll tax you as though you sold everything you own, right?
I can't say what you know, other countries do as far as exit taxes, and I think that exit taxes, I think, are a great parallel to the time when people could purchase their freedom from slavery.
Exactly.
In the Roman times...
But except in that situation, you have to enter into another slavery situation. You know, you can't go from exiting the U.S. to being completely free outside of the jurisdiction of any government. You pretty much, no matter where you go, you're going to be ruled by somebody.
If you're on their piece of land. But the United States goes beyond that and claims you as its own.
Yeah.
This term citizen they use, which is, a kinder, softer serf.
Not even just citizens. Like, there was a recent case of a college student or something in the U.K., who had a file-sharing website or was, like, hosting some copyrighted something on his website, and allegedly, and they extradited him?
Yeah. Just
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It just blows
my mind.
The purview of the United States government grows every year, and they grow it. They're aggressive in the growth of their control, and I wonder, is it possible to, currently, if I want to make money doing what I want to do as my chosen career, I'm not going to leave the United States. Although, I think Art Bell does once a week coast to coast once a week from the Philippines.
Oh, really?
I think it's possible.
Wow.
But the United States essentially claims every place as its own. There's perhaps China. The countries that are big enough don't have to follow its rules. I mean, practically, China is owned by the United States at this point. Or, excuse me, the vice versa. The United States is practically owned by
China. Because they lend so much to the U.S. government, yeah.
So, goes on as far as intellectual property in China, the United States has nothing to do with. But, you know, in other countries, Antigua, places like that, they're going to go right after them and stop us. I mean, really, if you're the government of Antigua, what are you going to do if the United States comes in? If you try to stop its agents, you know what happened to Grenada back in the 80s. You know what happened to the Falkland Islands when Argentina tried to take them over in the 80s from Great Britain. You know what happens when little nations stand up to big nations.
And there's no place on the earth that I think is really free. If there were, there would be an influx of people to that place. That's why I moved to New Hampshire to participate in a free state project, because I think it's kind of the best chance that we have, or at least the best one that I could see myself doing, you know?
Right. I mean, it's, currently, as far as places that one can go, I spoke with, I don't know, did I tell you this last week? I spoke with, via email through, with Jason Sorens about the New Hampshire being, you know, where would it rank?
If it were its own country
versus these other places in the world on the most economically free charts. Because there's charts that rate nations in their freedom. And by the way, the United States is at the top of none of them that I have seen yet.
Right. We just discussed recently the journalistic freedom
ranking.
Falling in the U.S. at like 47th out of, it's a couple hundred.
Right. It wasn't quite 200 nations that they ranked, and the United States came in at 47th for
press
freedom.
Not even like in the top quarter of press freedom, which is pretty abysmal. And then also the economic freedom, not in the top 10 anymore.
Right.
You know, it's just getting worse and worse. And you know what I was noticing, Mark? I think I commented on this on the show before, but I don't hear people say anymore, well, at least it's a free country or something like that. You know, you never hear the U.S. talked about anymore as a free country. And that's recent. That's in the last couple of years.
I had a guy call in last night on the Saturday show, and he said something to the effect of, we've got freedom because you're allowed to get on the radio and say the things that you say. And so
was he implying that you shouldn't be allowed to do that?
Well, no, he was just implying that we have freedom because of that. And so it's that truly is the freedom.
So that's his yardstick for freedom. But there are lots of other ways to think about freedom.
The freedom we have in the United States is the freedom to complain. And I will concur completely. You have the ability to complain in the United States. There's no doubt about it. But
well,
if the United States
DHS
is ranked,
DHS thinks you're a terrorist. I mean, you know, or a domestic terrorist or domestic extremist now that they're coming out with these
things. If you threaten people bodily, you're probably going to get into some trouble. Or
if you donate money to the wrong organization that they don't like or something like that.
Could happen.
Yeah. I think it's getting more frequent.
But if
it's a little bit of a stretch right now.
We don't have freedom if you've we don't have freedom if the press freedom in this country is the 47th.
No.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, it's not even relative freedom at that point. I mean, you're talking about the United States being, you know, a quarter of the way down the list of 170 or something countries. That's pathetic is what that is.
Yeah. For a country that's prided itself or, you know, sure. I hate to say the country has done anything because countries don't exist.
Right,
it's a figment of people's imagination. But
it's an idea.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, for people in America, we were taught when we were growing up that, you know, at least the U.S. has a free press. It's in the First Amendment.
The freest country on earth.
Encoded in law. And
it may very well have been at that time. I would be interested in knowing whether you're, you know, in the 1970s, if the United States was the freest country on earth. And I think it might have been. But
there are a lot of people who say that the U.S. is essentially coasting along on all of this economic success that it had when it really was more of a free country.
Well, there's continuity, and continuity is very important with businesses and with nations and that kind of thing. You know, this is where the money is, so to some extent that's where you're going to have, and money brings economic freedom. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, the restrictions and the enforcement have cracked down throughout the years, and it's governments grow.
Yeah, the frog is boiling in the
governments
pot.
Governments don't create.
You can feel the heat cranking up day by day.
Governments create tyranny.
Yeah.
So since the government has grown and it's employing all these new information technologies, you're going to have more tyranny. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Take the toll-free call in line. The live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
It's Stephanie.
855-450-3733. I'm going to say Super Bowl every single segment of tonight's show.
Just, all right, Mark.
Just
one
cause.
Of them you said the big game. You have to
no, go. I've been saying the big game, and then I'll say Super Bowl shortly thereafter.
just a little
big game.
In your face to the whole intellectual property thing about the NFL.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's not a problem to say it on the media versus using it in your, you know, come to our Super Bowl blowout sale. You know, that would be something entirely different.
Yeah, we're not really selling anything.
No. 855-450-3733, except an alternative to watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure.
Stephanie, you've got a story on tanning beds that I want to get to here real quick. But if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors person could possibly want, and they have them at rates that are stunningly low. That's their unique selling proposition. They'll get you the quality merchandise you want quickly and at a price that will be stunningly low compared to what you're able to get elsewhere on the Internet. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. They're family-owned and operated, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can get 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
So, okay, this is an interesting issue, you know, maybe not life or death, but maybe it could be argued that it is kind of life or death in a way. There are a number of cities recently who are basically planning to ban tanning beds for people who are under 18 or just entirely, or to somehow limit them. And, of course, we know that one of the things I heard about the health care bill, the Obamacare legislation, was that there was a federal tax on tanning beds put in there.
Right, and so if tanning 10%. Beds were bad, why would they just tax them? You know, I mean, why not get rid of them?
Yeah, I guess that they want to use them as another way to make money. So there's a number of places, Seattle, New York, Australia, Vancouver, Denver, all these different cities are kind of just have these news articles that are coming out in the most recent couple of days saying that they are considering banning this teen tanning or whatever. And so I want to read one in particular that kind of highlights the issue, I guess you could say.
Okay.
It says it's from Seattle Times, .nwsource.com by Stephanie Kim. Teenagers in Washington State would have to find that way other ways to get that golden glow before prom. They make it so cliche. They make it like about these teenagers going to the prom, and you know,
a lot of teenagers consider prom to be very important.
But some people tan for other reasons. You know, I think there's a reason. I think people are attracted to skin that maybe is like tanned or looks like it had some sun, because that's the way we evolved, like in the sun most of the time. And
that's a speculation, but
healthy to a certain extent.
I don't know that I concur with that.
Okay.
Let me posit something different. It may be sociological.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, I've heard this. Pre-World War II. That skin like fine porcelain was considered the pinnacle of what you could get, you know, so not going out in the sun.
Well, but if you go, yes, I agree with you there in like the Victorian era, but if you go back to like prehistory, when we were doing most of our millions of years of evolution, I think that.
But if so, then that would have been, the Victorian would have been then contrary to what is then human nature.
Yeah, no doubt cultural influences have a huge effect, but.
But then with the guys in World War II, they go out, they get tanned by being on these boats and stuff, subjected to, unprotected to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They get, darker skin that becomes, for whatever reason, popular when they come back, and then you've got this sort of this tanning thing, this more outdoorsy thing going on. Post World War II, so it could be. Let's call it cultural, and we can agree then.
Sure, we could call it cultural, but you know there are some people who tan for reasons that are outside of cultural norms. Like some people have severe psoriasis, which is a skin disease that causes like scaly, flaky,
mm-hmm.
itchy skin,
red spots and stuff.
Yeah, we've all seen people with. Usually, they have it on their elbows or knees.
A good place to look. Yeah.
Yeah. So in people who have really severe forms of that, sometimes dermatologists will actually prescribe them like these UVB producing lights that will can put on their skin, and it actually can help improve the disease. And so there are other reasons to tan. I think most people tan for looks or for...
I would think so.
Or maybe to feel good, because in some places there isn't very strong sunlight in the winter, like here in New Hampshire.
I'm sure that some people do get a little emotional boost from tanning.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yep, I would say so too.
I don't, you know, for me, when I think about it, I don't think of tanning as a good idea. I'm not interested in doing that.
No,
me neither. Your skin is, as you get older, is going to, you're going to look older, obviously. And the more you tan, the older you're going to look. It's not a good thing. You're trading your youth for, your old age, and it's bad as far as I'm concerned. I got no interest in tanning. But if somebody wants to do that, I'm not going to stop them. I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna legislate against them in the same way I wouldn't do with cigarettes or, drinking beer or whatever. I mean, I may disagree with their actions, but I'm not going to.
And how much is
against it.
How much is too much? Like, if someone tans once a month in the winter only, is it really going to hurt them a lot in the long term?
I wouldn't think so.
Maybe not. There are certainly people can abuse anything, right?
Sure can.
They can abuse food, soda, anything. Do you hear that music?
It is not part on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, but, I mean, people can abuse anything that they want, you know, and I just wonder what alternatives people will seek if, like, tanning salons start to go out of business because they're taxed and banned and regulated.
Sure,
I mean, they could just lay in the sun. They could
use tanning beds or whatever. Certainly they'll do that.
I
don't know if tanning beds are better or worse than the sun. I would say that they're probably about the same. But they also, people can buy tanning beds and, you know, put them in their homes.
Tanning
Maybe
beds can be more intense than the sun. I mean, because they're very close to the skin, right? And, there's some...
And then you won't have the, I assume in tanning beds that they have 15 minutes for a certain amount of money, so you put it in, so you get you're automatically timed for how long you're in there.
Yeah.
So maybe if you buy one for the house, you'll be spending 20 minutes or 25 minutes in when you would have otherwise only spent 15, so they
or
may
you
very well
hurt
be the opposite.
Your eyes if you don't have the proper eye protection.
You need to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's very important, so... I don't know. I think whenever the general theme that I think a lot of people are familiar with about prohibition of anything is that when you prohibit something, oftentimes more dangerous alternatives emerge to it, and it goes underground. So I just wonder what's going to happen to tanning if it goes underground.
Well, there certainly are unintended consequences all the time with prohibition, and it makes one wonder.
Yeah.
What's going to happen. Now, in this case of cities banning it, this... What states?
A lot of different ones. This is about Washington. This article is about Washington State, but California has already banned it for people under 18, as I understand it. And then there's a bunch of other cities and states, Vancouver, Detroit, New York State, like a bunch of other places are just talking about banning it.
When they're, I heard a bunch of cities. You heard Denver in there, and I heard Vancouver.
Yes. It's a mix of cities and states.
So when cities do it, I don't think they're really accomplishing anything.
Because people will just go next, out of the city.
They're only really affecting the poor who might do something like that. Now, what the poor are doing tanning, I don't know what to say about that. But if somebody lives in Detroit or works in Detroit and they want to tan, they'll end up in Grosse Pointe and they'll be tanning there. So it's, they're only going to travel, shortly out of the city to do what they want to do anyway if they want to do it badly enough. And I don't think that it's going to accomplish much of anything. Taxing it, it's just an excuse. Come on. I mean, it's just
Oh, naughty, naughty. We're going to punish you for
some
doing
this sin.
Some people
don't like this, so we can, we can tax it. Some people don't like this, so we can tax it. And then they use the ideas of economics, saying that, you people say that that prices incentivize, so we're going to disincentivize people from doing this.
There's another consequence to this. Then the salons basically become like enforcers of checking people's IDs and stuff like that, and there's
free
a
labor.
Cost to them for that, for sure. So all around, I don't know if it would accomplish its intended goals and probably might create a lot of unintended consequences.
855-450-3733. Do you think age restrictions on tanning beds is a good idea? 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. The Sacral toll-free call-in line. The live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's one of the reasons we show up here every, seven nights a week and do a radio program, so people can call in and talk about what they want to talk about. Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can get archives going back for the last 5 years completely free at archives.freetalklive.com. We make available to you, unlike just about every other radio program out there, certainly commercial radio program, we make our archives available to you for free because most of them want to charge you all kinds of money for to be able to get on their podcast. I don't think they make available. I wouldn't know for certain, but I don't think they even make available to you archives. Archives.freetalklive.com. If you've been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. This is what you should have been taught in civics class back in high school, because until you know all these rules, how to move the court and, you know, the proper ways to make objections on what grounds, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, courts all around the world that use the English common law system, so Canada, Australia, India, the Bahamas, certainly Bermuda. And, it's jurisdictionary.com. They cost less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course is so easy, the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. They've got all kinds of free things on their websites, a free legal flow chart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, free legal dictionary, free videos. Buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu. When you check out, let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. As a matter of fact, if you need to get it quickly, they'll send you the CD versions, but you'll get the instant online access at jurisdictionary.com when you buy. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Joshua in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, first I wanted to thank Stephanie for not finding me disposable.
I certainly don't find you or anyone disposable, Joshua.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
And to hear it in such a mellifluous voice is especially nice.
She does have a lovely voice.
She does.
Thank you.
I wanted to call because Stephanie had said that there doesn't seem to be any place where you can be free or freer than what you're working on in New Hampshire.
Joshua, talk directly into the phone, if you would.
I asked the fellow if I had a sound problem. He said it seemed okay. Better?
That's better. Much better.
Worse?
Much better.
Oh, okay. I'm eating the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, it, The place does not exist yet. It has to be built. There's another frontier out there. And, you know, part of the sports thing you were talking about earlier is because humanity has always been moving toward a frontier, at least European humanity. And when we don't have one, we fight. And lacking real wars in the last couple hundred years, we've turned to vicarious fighting and team sports.
Vicarious fighting in what?
Team sports.
We've turned to vicarious fighting and team sports.
Does it remind you of the gladiators at all, Joshua? Because some people draw those parallels.
Only a little bit. I see some differences in the mentality of the people in the ancient Mediterranean world and the primarily northern European types that we are. Our frustration and our need to really challenge ourselves will turn us inward against each other. And I think there's a little more of the vicarious, we took some fresh territory, which seems to be built into us. We've always been moving west. And when we hit California, we kind of ran out of room.
Well, there's always Alaska.
Sea is what Joshua is probably about to say, right?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Joshua is the director at the Erickson Council, ericksoncouncil.com.
Chairman. That means I don't get a vote unless there's
okay.
a guy.
Yeah. All right. I don't know the specifics.
the sea is a frontier that we can tame it and make it livable just like we did Europe and then the American West. You know, when we first moved into Europe, it was not livable. There were animals that were nastier than we were. And forests that we did not have the axes to cut down. And we figured it out.
Now, give people the rundown real quick of what the Erickson Council is, because I've got a live read to do here for you this evening, but, you know, you might as well, since we've got you on the phone, might as well talk about it. What is the Erickson Council? What's the goal?
The Erickson Council is a group of people who have come together to build floating homes, which will go anywhere in the world. There are 3 feet of water, including up rivers. They make all their own electricity and hot, cold, fresh water, and the larger ones have room on board for farm and garden, so they can actually make their own food for everybody on board.
And they make the electricity how?
From the motion of the waves. Wave power is the cheapest form of electricity known to man. One inventor down in one of the Guyanas in South America, I believe, he built one called the Wave Reaper. You can Google that word, Wave Reaper, and see diagrams of it. For $20,000, he built one that made 2 megawatts.
How many megawatts?
2 megawatts. 2 million watts of power, constant, all day and all night.
There's a lot of horsepower in your sort of one-foot wave, right?
Yes, there is. Horsepower is the amount of power it takes to raise 550 pounds 1 foot in 1 second. So when you see a wave that's, you know, 8 feet across and it rises up 1 foot in 1 second, you just watch the horsepower in action.
And that just keeps on coming all the time for free. I mean,
there must be a generator or some way to store the electricity in case you're going up a river where there aren't, like, those waves.
You would normally deploy either a Gorlov turbine or a Savonius turbine, which is a small and inexpensive piece of equipment. You have as many of those aboard as you think you're going to need. You know, you'll look at a river and say, can I go up that river and keep my refrigerator cold and keep my lights on, or do I need to maybe save that for another trip when I've got a little more equipment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the prairie, they had to look at a mountain and say, do I have enough horses to pull my wagon up that mountain, or should I stay in the valley?
Yeah, should I just stay here and grow up? And people in Kansas did.
And that's how Denver was founded, I'm sure. They were on their way to Oregon. They got to the edge of the prairie. Dad saw how big that mountain was and said, we're here.
I bet you're right. I'm not eating anybody, so I'm not going up there.
That's right.
I think that probably the first people, when people hear about the idea of these boats, I happen to know they're made out of concrete that can make their own power, grow their own food, purify their own water. They can all grow their own and make their own power and purify their own water. People want to see one. So how does one see one?
Well, you have to join the council and put up a cash stake in your own future and the work of that council and help us build one. The designs have been vetted by the top naval architect in the nation. And when I say the top, I mean when we started calling naval architects after we had finalized our design and thrown several designs in the trash, we sent them JPEGs of our sketches and then called them back and said, okay, have you looked at what we're doing? They said, yes. We said, will it work? They said, yes. We said, do we need to make any changes? They said, no, you did it right. We said, can you do it? They said, no, you need Raj. And, well, who's Raj? And they gave us Anil Raj. He runs Technology Associates, Inc. in New Orleans. He builds those hardworking boats like the oil tenders that will not move 3 feet off station, even in a hurricane.
Well, why do they do that?
Pardon?
How do they do that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. Elven magic.
If you make a claim like that, somebody's going to call you. I have no idea how they would make a big boat.
I know. You would think. When three naval architecture firms in a row said, yes, it can be done. No, we can't do it. You need Raj. Mm-hmm. He called Raj.
So these boats are not the beautiful boats that you might find in a flotilla. These are homes on the water.
Yes, and frankly, the smallest one is a little ugly.
Well, you know, I don't care how ugly it is if I can live on the water.
Sure, I think many people would share that feeling.
If you join up, and I know it's $1,000 to get on the council, and actually put $900 of that into an escrow account where neither of you can touch it, so that if you deliver on what you say you're going to deliver on, it's only $100 that actually is what one's paying on. So if you go and you build the boat as prescribed by the Erickson Council, you'll get this boat. And it will be your home, and it will be yours forever, or at least as long as it lasts. How long will it last?
We're aiming in our designs for 500 years. We're sure we can hit 100 with minimal maintenance. The
100 might be doable. 500 seems like a really long time.
Well, the oldest rock boats ever built, about 160 years old, I believe two of those are still afloat, and the only ones that aren't afloat anymore, they didn't spring a leak and sink. Somebody got tired of them and used a hydraulic ramp to break them up.
Hmm. Wow.
Joshua, will you hold on for here with me?
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to go through top of the hour here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's fallenangeltoys.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.